Welcome to episode 30 of the Sunshine Gardening Podcast, where we dig deep into gardening. I'm your host, Kristen Hildebrand. Today, we're diving into digital gardening with the So Garden app. Special guest, Dr. Rick Durham with the University of Kentucky, chats with me today on the podcast, and he discusses how this innovative tool can help you easily plan, plant, and cultivate your dream garden. So grab your trowels and let's sow some seeds of knowledge together.
Welcome to the Sunshine Gardening Podcast. This gardening show will equip and inspire avid gardeners with tips and tricks to help them navigate the gardening world. The show will also highlight specific growing requirements for seasonal plants, so the sun will shine brighter over their Kentucky garden. And now, here's that ray of sunshine, garden enthusiast and horticulture extension agent, Kristen Hildebrand, with the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service.
All right, joining us on the podcast today is Dr. Rick Durham. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. Hello.
Thanks, Kristen. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, I know that I'm really excited to have you on board with us because we are going to be talking about a digital resource for Kentucky gardeners, and that's called the So Garden app. That's spelled S-O-W, like you're actually sowing garden seeds. And I thought we would just first open up the discussion today about yourself, your background in horticulture, and then what kind of led to your work with working with the So Garden app.
Okay, so yeah, I've been an extension specialist in horticulture here at the University of Kentucky for almost 25 years, right? So a long time. My extension responsibilities are in consumer horticulture. So all aspects of home horticulture, whether it's vegetable gardening, trees and shrubs, flowers, interior plants, you know, I kind of have responsibility for all of it. So I try to assist county agents like yourself in doing programs that benefit the home gardener. So in terms of the So app, it was actually brought to our attention by some agents in the state. They had seen it. It was developed in Alabama, Alabama Cooperative Extension. So the people at Auburn developed the app a couple years ago. And I think some of the agents in the state, you know, became familiar with the app, and they asked if we might put some data in it for Kentucky. So we did that, started on it a couple years ago. I think the first version was launched in 2023. So,
yeah, and I know that it can be very helpful, and we're about to talk about some of the features. And I know, like, how does the So Garden app actually help gardeners plan and manage their gardens throughout the seasons?
Well, there's three main aspects to the app. So when people download it to their phones, right, I think it's So a Gardening Companion is the full title of it. When they first pull it up, they'll be prompted to put in their, you know, county where they reside. And that will then link them to the correct USDA hardiness zone for their county, right? So that then feeds them specific information on planting dates, things like that, right? So there's three main aspects to the So app. There is what's called My Garden. So that's usually where people will start. They can start planting a garden. You can actually plan more than one garden, right? So you can have like a spring garden, a summer garden, a fall garden. You know, you might have, you know, the garden at your house. And if you're in a community garden, maybe a garden there or a garden at your grandparents' house, right? So it's very flexible. Once you do that garden, then you can start selecting plants that you might put into that garden. You know, there's a library of plants. Currently, we have 36 different, you know, very common vegetables that are grown. So you can access information there and maybe come up with like a proposed planting date. So you put that in your garden, and then there's an option where you can tell the app to contact the calendar that's on your phone and, you know, issue a reminder that, you know, today's the day to plant. So I don't know if we need to be that specific in terms of planting. I know for me, it's more about like, you know, what's the weather like today, whether or not I'm going to plant. But at least, you know, for some of us that are very busy and we rely on our calendars for everything, there's a place there to input, you know, some important dates for your gardening activities as well. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't guess I knew that it had reminders kind of built into your calendar.
So it'll only do it if you ask it to do it, right? So that's kind of good.
Yeah, give you access to my calendar here. And, you know, that's really interesting. You said that there's a library of different crops that are featured on the So Garden app. And we always get the question here. It's like people are really antsy about planting tomatoes, and it can tell you exactly, you know, it's not ready for planting. And so that can be a good reminder as well.
It is. And so when you access that calendar, it will. So actually, you know, once you download the app and maybe you haven't visited in a couple of days, when you pull it up, the first thing it's going to tell you is, what can I plant today? Right. So it'll give you a list of things that's currently, you know, available for planting. And I would pay a little bit of attention to that, because it's kind of on a month by month basis, you know. And so, like, I know for us here in Central Kentucky, the first day of May can be a lot different than the 15th day of May, you know. So you might think about, you know, when is the average last frost date, you know, in my county. And that's going to be very important when you're transplanting things like tomatoes and things that are a little bit more tender and sensitive to frost.
Yes. And, you know, it's really nice that we have that feature, you know, where you can put in your location depending, right? Because, you know, Eastern Kentucky is very different compared, like you said, for Central. Even Western is a little bit warmer. So I know you mentioned my garden and the three different gardening seasons that we have. Is there any other features that are a part of the So Garden app that you want to explain?
So, yeah, so there are three features, right? The My Garden we've talked about. Then once you start, you know, there's a library of all the different crops that, you know, has information in the So app. And then the third feature is a journal feature, right? So that feature only comes into play if you start creating a garden in the app. Because then what the journal does, it allows you to take notes on the plants that you have in the garden. Like specifically, there's in the journal, there's a place to input like when your plant date was, you know, your harvest date. And then, you know, you can talk about yield. You can talk about, did you have any particular pest problems, things like that, which cultivars you grew. So that journal feature is a nice thing to kind of keep notes about your garden as it goes through.
You know, and sometimes we fall, or I should say I fall a little short of taking good records. And, you know, there's just so much going on. And this is something great that you can actually fall back on, especially to compare it to years past. I don't think I realized you could do the yields, the harvestable yields.
So in the information, there's kind of, so again, all this information that's in the So app, it comes primarily from our big gardening publication, which is ID 128, right? Which is Vegetable Gardening in Kentucky. So we've tried to translate most of that information. Well, not most of it, but the information that's in the app comes from that publication, right? So, and that information is there. But so in that garden library, we talk about, you know, typical yields, maybe like how many plants you need to plant for, you know, for yourself or for your family kind of thing. So talk about planting depth, you know, spacing of plants. So lots of information there just at your fingertips.
Yeah, and that can also be very helpful, especially like if you have a small size family, because you would think maybe a few plants could do that, but it really just depends, like you said, on the cultivar and all the other information.
Sure.
And what I like about the ID 128, our big home vegetable gardening book, you know, like you said, within this app, it's got everything that you need to know all at your fingertips.
That's right.
So, sometimes our phone carries with us everywhere we go. So it's like information at your fingertips when you have this So Garden app. One of the other questions I had that I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Durham, is the app, does it also assist with any kind of pest control or disease management? Because as we go throughout the summer garden season, we do see an increase in pest issues.
So it does give like an indication of potential problems you might experience, right, with different crops, whether that's, you know, the fact that you need to be sure and plant into warm soil, you know, is important for some of our things like like sweet corn and things, you know, only germinates very well, especially some of our newer, you know, extra sweet hybrids. They like that warm soil to germinate. So it's going to give you some information in that regard. It will also tell you about what pests to look out for, but we really don't do a lot of recommending specific pesticides and things like that. We really think that's something that, you know, gardeners need to consult with an expert, you know, to do. Not that we're not experts, but, you know, we don't know the local situation, right? So what we do is there's a for more information section where you can actually access your county extension office's website and then find out information to contact a county agent there to ask some of those questions about, you know, disease diagnosis or, you know, which insect pest is bothering me here. And, you know, specific to my area, what are the control options that I have for dealing, you know, with these pests? So
it always seems like that's where, like you said, we come into play, especially with diagnosing different pests. And we always recommend, you know, pictures really do help with that. So it really just depends on what the agent in each county kind of looks at. But certainly we can take that inside the extension office as well as if you have any pest information questions. But yeah.
No, you all are getting those questions all the time, right? So if somebody comes in and says, you know, I've got these big green wicked looking worms on my tomatoes, you all have probably had that question a lot, you know, the past few weeks. And so, you know, it's tomato hornworm is out and about, you know. So I think it's really best to direct those questions locally because you all are really in the know in terms of what might be happening locally.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it seems like, you know, they tend to get some larvae sometimes throughout the season that, you know, feed on the tomato hornworm. So that's always a good indicator for good. Yeah. So now, I know that you mentioned previously there that, you know, our hardiness zone has changed recently. And I didn't know with this app, is there any future updates or maybe features that we can expect to see going forward with the So Garden app?
So I know when it was first launched, you know, by the Alabama folks, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I'm not exactly sure. And it's actually Alabama, North Carolina, and now Kentucky have all contributed to this app. So Alabama are the people that really control the app. So they're the ones that are in control of when we do an update. But I would suspect that in the next year or two, there would be an update. So, and with that, as you said, there's been recently an update to the USDA hardiness zone map. And most places in Kentucky, they're pushing our hardiness zone to like a half zone, like an A or B, or even in some cases, a full zone higher, like in some places. But, you know, between you and I don't think it's going to be a big deal in terms of vegetable gardening. You know, for us, you know, the spring plants are those plants that can withstand some frost. And so we generally are planting those, you know, late March, early April across the state. And then, you know, the big summer gardens usually go in, you know, about the time of the last expected frost, which I don't know, for you all in Western Kentucky, that's probably early May. Here in Central Kentucky, we usually use a date of about mid-May, May 15th. And in Eastern Kentucky, being a little bit later. I don't anticipate, even with these changes in the hardiness zone map, that those dates will really change very much in the future. So I'm not sure that it'll have very much effect on our planting dates for vegetables. So.
Okay. I appreciate that information. And then, you know, as far as the So Garden app is concerned, in what ways does that really help a lot of beginning gardeners? I know you mentioned a couple of the features, you know, just for your expertise, how do you think it could be helpful?
Well, I think just the basic information that's in that library, you know, so when you pull up something like broccoli, right, it tells you how long do you expect from the day you plant that until you harvest it, you know, so maybe 70 to 90 days, right? Tells you about how much yield you might get from a single plant, right? So broccoli, you might expect like a pound of broccoli from a single plant. Tells you how wide you might need to space those plants, like, you know, a foot apart tells you like soil pH levels that are ideal for that particular crop. And then, you know, ideally, you know, how many plants should I plant, you know, for my own use? So maybe three broccoli plants. And then if I've got a family of four, maybe I want to plant like 10 to 12 broccoli plants, you know. So all that information is right there in the library for you to see. So it really helps you kind of get familiar with these specific crops that we have in the gardening app.
Yeah. And you could almost just like once you get into it, you could probably, you know, it's a little easier to review and kind of make sure it's correct for what you want.
Just to plant a garden, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not having to physically move plants when it's actually out in the garden.
And we also have list of, you know, suggested cultivars of these plants. You know, so for a beginning gardener, they may think, well, I just want to grow a tomato, right? They go to their local garden center or their home store, and they see like 10 different varieties that are offered or more, you know. And so how do you know which of those are best for you, right? So we've got a little bit of, you know, some recommended varieties to choose from there in the app.
So. Oh, yeah. That's always the next question is like, what variety is best over another? So now I wanted to ask you on actually downloading the So Garden app, is it a free app or is there a charge?
It is totally free and it's available both for iPhone and then Android kind of devices.
I like that. That's music to my ears, especially when it's a free resource. So that's just a great way, again, just to have it on your phone and have as a quick reference. Another quick question about the app is how can listeners get started with it? And are there any other resources available to help them if they do have questions with the app?
Yeah, so it's very easy to get started. You know, you download it to your phone, and when you open it the first time, it's going to ask for you to input just a little bit of data in terms of, you know, where you're located, if you, you know, move, or if you need to access information from another area, you can always go back and change that information, you know, to get an update of, you know, specific planting dates and things like that. So that's there. That's the way to get started. And I think, you know, your county extension office is a great place to go for more information. So we have, you know, as we've talked about, the ID 128, the Vegetable Garden Kentucky. That's available through most extension offices as well as online. I'm involved in another project through the Nutrition Education Program. We're building individual fact sheets on many vegetables, just like usually two-page front and back fact sheets that talk about specific vegetables. Gives a lot of the same information that we have in the app, but you know, maybe it's easier for some people to have a paper copy for that. So I don't think those are available as paper copies in the county extension office unless they printed them out, right? So, but you can go to your county extension office. I think they would print it out for you if you needed to, or, you know, you can access those online as well.
I'm glad that you mentioned those publications because we've actually used them quite a bit here. It's nice, you know, it's where you talk a little bit more. I know we just did an episode on sweet potatoes and that was really nice to see the different cultivars.
And those publications are meant to be very user-friendly, right? We've designed those for, you know, very basic audiences that don't know anything about gardening. So it's very simple language and easy to access. So and we've got, I think, 12 or 14 different vegetables that are available now, and we're adding more all the time. So it's something we've been working on quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you guys. And I just want to say thank you for your time today on the podcast talking about the So Garden app. And I hope that, you know, people that are interested in downloading the app, they go to our show notes, which we're going to post that up on our blog at Warren County Agriculture. But Dr. Durham, it's always a joy to get to talk to you, and we appreciate you being on the podcast today.
Thanks, Kristen. I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Thanks. That's a wrap for episode 30 of the Sunshine Gardening Podcast. We hope you've been inspired to take your gardening game to the next level with the So Garden app. This app empowers you to cultivate your green space from seed to harvest confidently. We've included a link in the show notes for this episode where you can download the Sow Garden app for your smartphone device. To view the show notes for episode 30, visit me over on the blog at warrencountyagriculture.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and grow our community. We would also love to hear from you if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions for future episodes. Thanks for listening to the Sunshine Gardening Podcast. Stay tuned for more gardening tips, tricks, and inspiration. Until next time, happy gardening.
Thanks for listening to the Sunshine Gardening Podcast with Kristen Hildebrand. If you enjoyed today's content, make sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts to catch future segments of the Sunshine Gardening Podcast. Gardeners, keep on digging and learning more about gardening so the sun shines brighter over your Kentucky garden. The Sunshine Gardening Podcasts with Kristen Hildebrand is a production of the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service.